Well, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope this podcast has found you well, whether it is early morning, maybe it's late at night, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're driving, maybe you're hiding in your room from your brothers and sisters, or maybe you're outside on a walk, or wherever you're at. I hope that you're doing well. This is something new that I want to try, and hopefully it's something that can be encouraging to you and just life-giving. And I don't know what it's going to really turn into or evolve into, or maybe we'll just do it for a couple of weeks. But I've been really thinking about how as middle schoolers and even students, high schoolers, we've still not been able to get back together yet. But I just, on top of the podcast that I'm doing with Betsy, I wanted to just give some added encouragement or just moments for you to just stop, to reflect, to just kind of get away. And so what I want to do right now is I would hope that wherever you're at, that you have the ability to kind of just turn down the noise around you. And even if not, that's okay. But I would encourage you, maybe take a second to get somewhere that's quiet, where you're by yourself, and where you can just sit and reflect on God's word. So what we're going to do here is I'm just going to read God's word to you. And I know that that sounds maybe a little weird at first, or simple even, but I know for me sometimes it's really hard just to stop and to get away and to spend time with the Lord. And so for you, just in the next couple of minutes, I hope that the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart through his word. And instead of you having to dig your Bible out or decide where you want to read today, maybe let this just be your time with God today. And so I hope that this is encouraging again, and I hope that the Lord speaks to you through his word. These are his words. And so I'm just going to read this, and I'll probably just read the first chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, and maybe we'll continue in that. But I want to read Matthew 5 to you because I think that this is good and applicable, and I think there's a ton of stuff in here that can point you maybe in the direction that you have been trying to go or have been wanting to go. And I think the Sermon on the Mount is a great place to start and maybe reset. Maybe you haven't spent time with the Lord. Maybe you haven't spent time in his word over the last couple of months. Maybe you've come out of quarantine and you're in a spot where you don't really know where you're at with Jesus. But let me encourage you by just saying that regardless of where you find yourself, whether you're at your best right now with Jesus, or if you think that you found yourself in a desert place where you are just in desperate need of his word, I think that he can use this moment. And so I just encourage you just to listen, close your eyes even, don't fall asleep. I know that's tempting, but just listen and let's just hear God's word together. This is Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount. One day, as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You're the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of God's law will disappear until its purpose is achieved. So if you ignore the least commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who obeys God's laws and then teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard that our ancestors were told, "You must not murder. If you commit murder, you're subject to judgment." But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you're subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go, be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you're on your way to court with your adversary, settle the differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, and you'll be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. You've heard the commandment that says, "You must not commit adultery." But I say, anyone who looks at a person with lust has already committed adultery with them in their heart. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. You've heard the law that says, a man can divorce his wife by merely giving her a written notice of divorce. But I say, that a man who divorces his wife unless she's been unfaithful causes her to commit adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman also commits adultery. You have also heard that our ancestors were told, "You must not break your vows. You must carry out the vows you make to the Lord." But I say, do not make any vows. Do not say, "By heaven," because heaven is God's throne. And do not say, "By the earth," because the earth is his footstool. And do not say, "By Jerusalem," for Jerusalem is the city of the great king, and do not even say, "By my head," for you can't turn one hair white or black. Just say a simple, "Yes, I will," or "No, I won't." Anything beyond this is from the evil one. You have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you're sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give your coat too. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. Give to those who ask, and don't turn away from those who want to borrow. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you're kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you're to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. take a couple minutes and just respond. In whatever way you feel the Holy Spirit leading you, talk with Him. Maybe you need to be silent and listening. But take a minute today, wherever you're at, to be with Him.